Hi, I'm Lauren E. Miller, and welcome back to Stress Solutions University 15-Minute Stress Relief Hot Seat Coaching Call, equipping you with quick stress relief techniques, perceptions, and tips to uncork and ignite your ability to expand your faith, inner calm, clarity of focus, motivation, and solution-based thinking. I'm grateful to have everyone on the call this morning, and this is the first time I am using my voice this morning. So on many calls like this, when I get up early, because I'm calling from Orange County, California this morning, I will often get the response, "Thank you, sir." So I'm definitely working with the lower tones this morning. So welcome to the call, and today's going to be a quick call because I have a powerful technique that is pretty easy to get. And the purpose of this technique is to basically help you remember what you desire to remember throughout your day. Now, the way that the mind works is it works in pictures. As you are going through your day, you are taking these little pictures or holographs of your life experience. Underneath that, you are making hundreds of associations day in and day out. Every day, as you are walking through your day, your mind, even as I'm speaking, and I've mentioned this before, is making hundreds of associations. You're accepting or rejecting. You're associating with similar experiences. Perhaps some things that I'm saying are new to you. And so you're making an association with your experience of what you feel like in the unknown. Either way, you are making hundreds of associations, and you are using emotions and pictures. Emotions and pictures. So if I had a dry erase board right now, what I would draw is I would draw a triangle. And if you have a pen and a piece of paper, just draw this image. Draw a triangle, and at the top of the triangle, just draw a straight line, as if you're slicing off the top of that iceberg. Just a little sliver off the top, and just write 5%. And underneath the line, write 95%. And basically, that 5% is where you hang out. That's your conscious mind. That's your conscious awareness as you're walking through the day. Underneath that line is your subconscious experiences, which is driving your ship. This is your ship, your strategies, your habits, your impulses, and your programs. Above that line, you have your willpower. You have the four areas where you'll get energy leaks throughout the day, which is hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Anytime that you're hungry, angry, lonely, tired, in fact, I encourage you, when you're irritated, ask yourself, am I hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? Now, lonely, dismantle that a little bit. By lonely, I also mean feeling disconnected or unsafe, because a lot of irritations flow from that throughout our lives. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. A lot of the times when you snap, it's actually a sugar level issue. We can have another call on that. So the war, your willpower, your ability to analyze and reason also occurs in that 5%. That's what you're doing throughout the day. Now, I'm going to give you a tip to help you remember what you want to remember. So you have this map of the mind. Underneath that line, just write also images and emotions. Images and emotions. This is the quickest way that you can transform on your feet by using that combination. Images and emotions, because that's how you're processing life. When you're conscious of it, you can process life and create the reaction and the emotional response that you'd like to experience. It's fascinatingly easy and simple. It's just a matter of knowing the elements and knowing what to focus on. So when you have your to-do list, and this is kind of a combination of a technique that I learned in my speaker training about 12 years ago through Dale Carnegie, and it's a memory technique that's been used throughout history, and it's, again, using images. when you, but, and I'm going to add a little element to it, because when I learned it going through Dale Carnegie, we would just figure out what we wanted to speak about, and we'd create an image for each one of those topics. For example, if I were to going out on stage, which I'm going to be doing, speaking about how to keep your head while losing your hair, so it's my talk through breast cancer. And I will have these images of how the flow of the talk will go, a picture of myself without hair, a picture of myself going through out-of-body experience, the different stories that I want to include. I'll create a picture for it, because that's how your mind remembers and stores information anyway. And so you might as well use it for your advantage. So I encourage you this week, as you're going forward, when you want to remember something, let's say a lot of times in bed, when the mind is relaxed and you drop out of all primal brain responses, you start to think about your to-do list the next day. Rather than getting up and writing it down, and if something that you forgot, create a picture for it. And once you've created the picture for what you want to remember, add this element. Imagine what you look like doing that thing that you want to remember you need to do. Imagine yourself picking up and calling that person you want to call. Imagining their response. Imagine a split screen, you on one side, that person on the other. Imagine you talking when you want to remember to call somebody, and evoke an emotion with it. How do you feel when you're talking to that person? How do you project that you're going to feel when you're talking to that person? So again, images and emotions. When you want to remember something, it's essential to first create the image of it. Imagine you doing what you want to remember. Imagine the specifics of it. If it's a number that you want to imagine, imagine you writing that number down on a dry erase board. Imagine seeing those numbers. Imagine what you feel like when you're taking action, the next step on that number that you wanted to remember. Why do you want to remember that number? Imagine the emotions behind it when you do remember doing it. The key thing here is to make the link with the emotion and the image when you want to remember what you want to remember. Now, some people will say, well, I don't have time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that in your busy day. Believe it or not, you're making images all the time. It's the quickest thing, and once you start to tune into this ability of the brain, it will become like breathing to you. You'll be able to see things, and you'll start to even become conscious of how you are creating pictures. Another quick thing is when you're wanting to remember names of people, when you're connecting with someone. The majority of the time we forget people's names because we're too concerned with how we're coming across. Again, that's another call on releasing the need to be important or liked. Gosh, can you imagine how much time we'd have freed up to create if we could let go of the need to want to be liked and our desire to be important? That's another call. However, when you meet people someone introduces you, imagine someone you know with that name. Imagine someone you know with that name standing next to that person. It's just a quick technique to anchor it. And if you just even close your eyes for 1 second and imagine your friend Mary standing next to this woman named Mary with her arm around her, you will create that visual link. And you will be able to. And then in the next 3 minutes, every time she's speaking, say her name as you're saying her name in the conversation as you respond. Well, Mary, I agree with what you're saying there. When you say the name 3 times after creating that visual picture, you're anchoring it into your system. You can use that technique as well in other areas. When you create the visual, you can imagine or even verbalize out loud that which you desire to remember throughout your day. So these are just some quick techniques that you can use now. Start practicing this week. Go forth and practice. Again, practice has built-in grace. And have fun really exploring your ability to remember. Your capacity to remember is so untapped. So expand your ability to remember those things that are important to you throughout your out your day. With that said, also remember to align yourself with what you value most. I can assure you, these are the things you reflect on at the sunset of this life. If you want more, StressSolutionsUniversity.com, we're offering a free gift there. And then if you want to enter the site and explore Stress Solutions University, on the main page, simply go to stresssolutionsuniversity.com/stress-relief-now-2. And yes, that is a long URL. However, I do share it on these calls if you want to go to the main page and explore Stress Solutions University. We're constantly adding new content in the last couple of weeks. We've added some interviews that have literally rendered me in a state of awe to the power of the human spirit. And we're all in this together, and it's just reminding one another daily of the things we forget that make life easy, fun, and ignite that solution-based thinking that enables us to create incredible projects in this world for a greater good. So with that said, enjoy your gift of life today. Enjoy practicing, and kick in that visualization and imagination. It's one of our greatest gifts to move forward and anchor those things that are important to us in life. God bless, and I will talk to you soon.